This is Brendan Dillon, defenseman with the Winnipeg Jets. You're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
And welcome back to the Front Row Podcast. I got Tyler Briggs sitting here, or on a TV screen anyhow, so.
Good day, Donald. It's good to see you. What episode is this? It's been a while since I've been on.
I lost track.
That's okay. You've been through a few now, so. No, always an honor to join you to talk some puck and some stick and puck, so let's get right to it, I suppose.
So, what's your thoughts on there's some players have goal songs. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I was taking a look at it. I didn't listen to all of them, but that's the tradition borrowed from baseball, is it not? Don't the players all have walk-up songs when they come at bat? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
in any league, really. So, I think the Jets have done a wonderful job with, if I were to pick one thing they've done well this year so far, is that they've stepped up their social media game and their fan engagement. And I think that even just making a playlist like that available on Spotify and then also giving them all individual songs, I think it's cool. You get to see some personality. There are some pretty funny ones in there. I listened to a handful of them, but I think it's great.
Yes, because I talked to Jamie Thomas on the last episode or two episodes ago, and because I asked him about it, because at the draft, players came down to a song of their choice.
Oh, really? Like when they got picked?
Yes, they came down, and so I was like, hey, what's your thoughts about goal songs with players? Because if they did that at the draft, they do it during the season. Like, oh, he's like, that takes people into depth with that player on their personality, right?
Like, for now, sure.
Then now they did it, I think, right?
Like, Kyle Connor's going to score 40 goals, and we're going to hear a Luke Combs country song 40 times this year. It could be 50 times. So, I don't know. Who would have thought Kyle Connor was a country boy?
Like, that's the thing. It's like, certain players and their songs, you probably get sick of hearing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's players
you might not even hear it. Yeah.
And there's players that you never hear, like, in here, oh, that's a change, you know? Like,
yeah, like Dylan DeMello will score, and you'll be like, oh, haven't heard that one yet. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I was like, and I think Nate Smith is like Mambo number 5.
Yeah, I did see that. Mambo number 5 was there. And isn't, I want to say Blake Wheeler's is like, Notorious B.I.G. I'm pretty sure it's like a rap song.
A lot of people
don't know he's super gangster.
You go from country to rap to rock to like pop, you know.
Yeah, it's a good mix. I was really happy to see it actually. So I think it'll be a cool thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's like your defenseman who only scored like 10 times in a year, compared to like someone like Kyle Connor who scored like 40 plus goals a year, and you get sick of that song. And like,
What, if you were to pick, like, if you were to come out to a goal song, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but what would you pick? Would you go country? Would you go rock? Would you go rap?
I don't know. I just probably go with, Dynamite.
Dynamite?
Yeah.
Nice. Like, let it up. Like it's dynamite, like that one?
Maybe.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And like, that's the thing. If you're on a hot streak and don't change your song. But if you're on a cold streak, would you change your song and see that helps?
I'm such a music junkie, I would absolutely change mine for sure.
Regardless if you're on a hot streak or not?
Well, chances are if it were me, I'd be on a cold streak. So, I'd probably have to change it a few times.
Because you're...
You might not even ever get to hear them, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think my pick would be my favorite karaoke song, it would be I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. I think that would be my favorite. That would be my pick.
Why not Katy Perry, I Kiss a Girl?
Well, you know, there's kids in the seats, right? So I want to keep it PG for all the young Jets fans out there.
Yeah. Because I know you had that as your ringtone at one point.
I did. Oh, my ringtone when you used to call me back in the days was Bad Boys, Bad Boys. All the time. I always know when you're phoning.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And, yeah, the goal songs are great because you can get to know the player more, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge fan. I'm a big music guy. So I really look forward to, I mean, I looked over all of them. Hopefully, I think other teams in the league are doing something similar to that. So, yeah, looking forward to it no matter who's playing, right? It'd be nice to hear. And, I mean, the Jets have had some kind of, they've had some not great goal songs over the years that have played all year long. And it's nice that we'll get to see some different flavor and see some personality. It'll be good.
Yeah,
I'm sure some players picked some pretty funny songs too, like kind of as a joke. Like Nate Schmidt picks Mamba Number 5. Like, come on, that's not like that's funny. That's super funny.
Yeah, and he's a character himself.
Oh yeah, he's an absolute character for sure.
Well, yeah, I think a good room guy that way anyhow.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, it sounds like they're well, at least from listening to Rick Bonus says that. Their dressing room's in pretty good shape despite the changeover that they've had this year.
Yeah, and I've seen a few of the players in where I work. Like Nia Pionk, Morgan.
Oh yeah, you're always seeing them, so I don't know, what do you tell them when you see them in the store? Do you whip them into shape? Are you critical? Are you just friendly? Like what's your interaction when you run into a Jet?
Friendly, and I told Nia Pionk, have a great game, because I saw him the day before the game, so.
Oh, yeah, against the Rangers, right?
Yeah, and then I told Morgan Barron, have a great season.
Nice.
Yeah,
so. Morgan Barron was also from the Rangers, wasn't he? Is that where they got him from?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That was the Andrew Kopp trade.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Nice to see him on the third line this year.
Yeah, and too bad we lost Johnny.
Lost Johnny?
Kovacevic.
Oh, Kovacevic. Yeah, that's right. I actually didn't even know we lost him. And then I saw him in the lineup for Montreal the other day. He played like almost 20 minutes, I think, first game of the year against Toronto, and they won.
Yeah, I think it's just over 5 minutes, per period, I think.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer to lose a guy like that they've had in the system for, what, 4 years they've had that guy?
Yeah.
4 seasons, and you've watched a lot of Moose. He was a pretty important part of that team.
Yeah, that during the pandemic when they played at the Ice Blacks, and he played more than half the game.
He did, eh?
Yeah, it's like, whew. Because I think they were down to, like, four defensemen in one game.
Yeah, so. I kind of figured that they would lose. Because I was looking at some of those guys that had to clear waivers. I was actually surprised when Harkins went down. Nobody claimed Jansen Harkins. Like, he's a pretty darn good player. Yeah. But also that defenseman there, Leon Gronke.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Gronk? Oh, you Gronk.
Gronk, yeah. No, I kind of thought we'd lose, like, at least one of three of those guys through waivers.
We just have to ask Dave Turnbull how to pronounce his name, because he's doing the PA this year for the Manitoba Moose.
Yeah, friend of the show, before guest of yours. That's pretty darn cool. Eh? He's the announcer for the Jets this year, isn't he?
I know he's the PA guy for the Moose, and I think he did a preseason or two with the Jets.
Yeah, because I remember I was at a preseason game there, and he was doing the announcement.
Yeah, that in-game stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty darn cool. It's happy to hear for a guy like that who's been, he's always been very good to me whenever I've met him. And, I'm not great friends with him, but got a lot of respect for that guy. He's got a great personality, and I think he's going to do very well. for himself. And actually, here it is right here. On September 27th. This is straight from Dave Turnbull's Facebook page. Excited to officially be part of the Winnipeg Jets in-game host crew this season. Going to be spending a lot more nights at the rink. There it is.
Yeah.
It's a picture of him with, like, Brody Jackson and a couple of other of Winnipeg celebs. Yeah. So, very cool.
He doesn't have a picture with these two celebs.
No. I mean, he's shared a podcast episode with the two of us, but that's about the only honor for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know, so he's a big Montreal fan.
Yes, he is a big Montreal fan, and they kind of stormed out of the gate with a big win against Toronto. Nobody was expecting that, eh?
No.
Carey Price is done for the season. Likely that could be it for him for his career, so going to be interesting to see how many Montreal fans hang in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have a little wager with Mr. Jordan Curtis.
You do, of course, yeah. And so what's the wager this year between Ottawa and Toronto? And I saw that he got the better of you yesterday.
Yes, and I think if Toronto makes it past the first round, I have to owe him a case. And if Ottawa makes it to the playoffs, he owes me a case. I think if both happens, it's just canceled out.
Yeah. How about right off the bat, Matt Murray? Toronto signs Matt Murray, and he's already injured, eh? Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
And that guy, he's made of, I don't know what he's made of, but he's not from Winnipeg. He's not made from what's real.
Yes. And hopefully the Jets keep on this winning streak they have. I know it's only one game, but...
A one-game winning streak, yeah.
I know it's only one game, but...
Well, they had a pretty good preseason, we'll put it that way. I thought the team looked awesome in preseason.
Yeah, that's the thing. Toronto's here on Saturday, coming up.
Yeah, and they play Dallas tomorrow. I guess when this episode comes out, it'll be today, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a good test. I think Dallas and Winnipeg, they're kind of on par with where they'll finish in the division. That's kind of what I would guess. But, looking forward to the season. I think they're going to do – I know we talked to Burnsy, a friend of the show. He's a little more of a pessimist than I am in regards to where Winnipeg's going to end up. But I think that they have the right – they have the talent. They have all the talent.
And he said 89 points. Would you go higher or lower than 89?
I would say they're probably closer to 100. I'm going to say, I think at the lowest 89, but I think at the highest, I'm going to say 101. So let's go in the middle there, like 95. And that is kind of playoff cutoff, right? Like teams usually, like if you hit 94, 95 points, chances are you're going to make it. But like any less than that, then yeah. The drive to 95, that's what we'll call it this year, the drive to 95, so we'll see.
And
because that division, I think, is going to be good. That division isn't exceptional this year, but I think it's going to be good.
Is 95, by chance, in relation to who won the Stanley Cup in 95?
Oh, yes, of course. Don't ask me if they made the playoffs the next season, because they did.
No. And you know who won in 94?
I do know who won in 94. Yes, Don.
Yes.
Yes. Do the listeners know? The Rangers, they won.
96.
Avalanche.
97.
Red Wings.
98.
Red Wings.
2005.
Oh, wow. There was no winner. There wasn't.
No. 04.
Yeah, it was a lockout. Tampa Bay.
03.
The Devils.
02.
Keep going. 02, Red Wings.
01.
Avalanche.
Who did they beat?
The Devils. You're the worst.
And 2001.
The Avalanche.
And 2000.
The Dallas Stars.
And 99.
No, wait, hang on. No, the Devils won in 2000. The Stars won in 99. Yeah, I thought you asked me who lost in 2000.
And
that's funny. 2013.
2013? Hey, who's asking the questions here?
Sorry. The answer is Jonathan Toews.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah. That was when we went to the parade there.
Yeah.
And that was when I realized that Sarah Orlesky was not only beautiful, but also considerably taller than I am.
Was she there?
Yeah, she was there. I remember we were kind of waiting in line or whatever we were doing. And she just happened to pull up in a van or something, and she got out. And I was like, holy smokes, like, she's gorgeous, but so tall.
Oh.
I don't know. I might be making that up, but that's just how I remember it in my mind.
That's like 9 years ago, so I don't remember that.
Yeah. You should see if she'll come on the podcast. You should reach out to Jamie. Maybe you could get Sarah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Or John Liu.
Yeah. John Liu would be awesome. What a classic interview that would be.
Yes.
Winnipegger, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until he is back.
Yes. John Liu. This is John Liu, TSN.
John Liu, TSN. The Bell Center.
You know, I wish we had Gord Miller and Noodles.
Oh, like doing play-by-play?
Yes.
What is the guy's name? I just saw it the other day. The new play-by-play guy.
I don't know.
Ah, man. Dang it. Yeah. What do you think of him so far?
He seems kind of dull.
Yeah? He's got like a... He's got kind of a... Oh, Dan Robertson is his name. Okay, so Dan Robertson, yeah. So he's not Dennis Bayak. We'll put it that way. I think we got used to Dennis Bayak over the years, and Dennis was... he was very good at, I don't know, anticipating the play, we'll say.
Yeah.
He would get very, very excited. And a lot of times nothing would happen. It's kind of like how Bob Cole used to be. Yeah. But, Dan Robertson definitely is not as exciting as Dennis Bayak. But, I don't know, he's got kind of a classic sound to him. The other day, something happened in a... I can't remember what happened in a... It was a preseason game, and I was watching it on TV, and I can't remember what ended up happening. Like, a player, like, fell, and he just started laughing. He's like, he's like, what is he doing there? It was pretty funny, so kind of got to see the human side of him.
Have you seen the giveaway they gave out at the preseason game against Edmonton?
Oh, that was the statue unveiling, the Dale Hawerchuk, right?
Yeah.
Very nice. That's a nice coin. Is that what that is, a coin?
Yeah.
So, did you get to see the statue unveiling?
No. I seen that video they did.
Oh, okay, yeah. Pardon me. It's a late one, folks, here. I had walked by that statue. Actually, we both did when we went to SmackDown, remember?
Yeah, but they haven't unveiled.
It wasn't unveiled, but it was like, it was wrapped up, right? Yeah. So it was kind of cool to see that, anytime I park down there, that's where I'll be walking by it. So I'm kind of excited to see it.
Yeah.
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 And what was I going to ask you? Not in hockey-related news, you had texted me the other day because we obviously went to wrestling and we saw what happened with Max Dupree.
Yes.
Yeah, former NXT member. And you just happened to run into him before the show on Friday night 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I saw him the day before.
Yeah.
So the 29th.
Yeah.
I saw him the end of the thing on the 30th. So me, as a wrestling fan, went up to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, can I get your office? Yeah, sure. Then he signs it LA Knight. And then
LA Knight, yes.
So, like, okay, that's kind of weird that he signed it because he went by that in NXT when he made his debut with SmackDown, and he's going by Max Dupree. And yes. Then he has that group, Maxim male models.
Maximum Male Models. I'm a huge fan.
Yes, I told him, like, hey, you guys do great work, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, thank you. He's like, you know, like, then we got to the show. Then he ended up quitting the Maxim.
Yeah, the Maxim Male Models. Yeah, he ended up leaving Maxine, which was crazy.
Yeah, like, then but, now he completely, then he changed his name back to LA Knight.
Right, so nobody really knows, but I don't know, like, usually you're pretty polite when you run into celebrities and stuff like that, but you must have been hard on him, because he changed his mind pretty quick. I don't know what you said to him, but...
I told him, you guys are doing a great job. I like how you guys do what you do, you know? I was like, yeah. Guess he kind of took it the wrong way, and...
Yeah. I mean, you weren't like, you didn't say anything like, you know, this male model thing, it's got to go. It's got to go. We want to see LA Knight, so that's kind of what I think you said, but it's just pure speculation.
Yeah, it's like, hey, whatever. I just thought you were doing a great job, and
It's the Don Ross effect. That's what I think.
And I was like, it's like the one time I saw Ehlers at a barbershop the day before a game, and like I told him we have a great game. He went out on a hat trick.
Blake Wheeler?
No, Ehlers.
Oh, Ehlers, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I told him, have a great game, you know, and he got a hat, went out and got a hat trick.
And he had a great game.
And I got one of those pucks for my sister.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Right on. You didn't get any of his hair clippings? No, that's weird.
Yeah. I'm not, that's kind of stalker material right there.
That's funny. Right on.
And I don't know. I don't know. Sure, what about LA Knight? Like, I'm not sure if he signed that, knowing he's changed his name, and or I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Well, Nick Ehlers never changed his name, so I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be Ehlers pump guy.
Yeah, it could be. I wonder who's next. Who's the next one you're gonna? Who's the next player you're going to rub up? You know who you need to run into is Nolan Patrick, because Nolan Patrick needs some good luck, that poor kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had migraine issues or something?
Yeah, it sounds like some lingering concussion stuff. And I know his dad is a regular at your store there as well. His dad was also a first-round pick of the, I want to say it was the Pittsburgh Penguins back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he also was just troubled by injuries when he was young as well, and never really panned out to be like a top first round pick like he was touted to be. So, like father, like son, unfortunately, and now Nolan's dealing with the same kind of stuff. And I remember when the Devils drafted Nico Hischier right before Nolan Patrick, and I thought for sure we'd have a Winnipegger going number one to New Jersey. That would have been awesome. But in retrospect, I'm happy they picked Hischier, because poor Patrick, he can't seem to stay healthy at all. No. Doesn't matter what. Now he's with Vegas after being with Philly for a little while. So, yeah, it's too bad. I feel bad for the kid.
Yeah, there's a lot of them like that. Like, are don't really pan out. Like Terry Ryan, he's like another first round draft pick.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was very highly touted, right? And plus, in a major Canadian market, and those ones are always harder to stomach, I think, for fans, because they, you know, you put so much stock in it. You talk about them for years, and then nothing really ever happens. And that's one thing about the Jets, is they usually hit on their first round picks, eh?
Yeah.
Like Kyle Connor, Nick Ehlers, even Jack Rozovic was a good player, right?
Yeah.
Logan Stanley might be the only one that they haven't really hit on yet, but I don't know if we've seen the best out of Logan Stanley yet.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a hit and miss. You know, he has, like, one great game, then he's, like, has, like, two bad games. Then one good game, then two bad games. And
just consistency, eh? Yeah. Yeah, that's the one thing about Winnipeg, is they draft. I feel like Winnipeg drafts really well. And, I mean, you look at Brad Lambert this year in the preseason. The guy slipped to 30th overall in the draft. And he just about made the Jets out of training camp. So yeah, no, they've done really, really well. So we'll see how the season goes, and look forward to, and even the Manitoba Moose, I look forward to seeing what their team has to bring this year. And they look like they're a good squad.
And their past week, and they're 2-1-1.
Oh yeah, they lost in overtime, I think, and then they got a shutout today. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they. I was looking at that roster, and man, that's a pretty stacked team, to be honest. Like, even without a guy like Johnny Kovacevic, like, that's a good team.
Well, they had a 3-0 lead on Saturday, and they blew, and they lost 5-4 in overtime.
Oh, jeez. And Mikhail Berdin is he's back in Russia for the year. Hey, he's not playing with the Moose.
No.
Yeah. Burden? Is it Burden or Burden?
Burden.
Burden, okay.
The Birdman.
The Birdman, that's right, yeah. No, he's definitely an entertaining goalie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you going to get NHL 23?
I think I am, yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get it. Adrian is flying off to Calgary this weekend with Theo. They're going to visit a friend, and so it'll be just me and Dane train here at home, so... I think maybe on Friday after I get paid, I think I'll buy it.
Yeah, and I picked it up today.
Yeah, how is it?
I like it so far.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I heard the GM mode's a little more in depth. I don't really, any other of the features in the game I'm not really super into, but nice to see some changes to the game overall.
And I like how they added women's hockey to it.
Yes, I did see that. And they even have Sarah Nurse on the cover.
Yes.
Which is awesome. I think that's great.
Yes. Would you ever do karaoke?
Would I ever do? Oh, I've done karaoke lots. We were doing it last night, actually.
And friend of the show, Kevin O, I tried to get him to do karaoke, and he didn't want to do it.
He wouldn't do it.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a big karaoke guy, so, yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man. No problem. Happy to be here. Always a lot of fun talking hockey with you on and off the podcast. You're one of the most knowledgeable guys, and, yeah, I look forward to another... You know, good season of Jets hockey, and there will be lots to talk about, I'm sure, as the season goes on. So,
I just have to pin down Burnsy.
Yeah, like literally pin him down, I think.
Yeah, I know where he works now, so.
That is true. you can corner him in the break room.
Yeah. You can't leave until you come on by podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
Right on, bro.
Any wise words of wisdom?
Other than the, you know, your usual sign off, I don't really have much to say today. Keep your stick on the ice, I guess.
Don't eat yellow snow.
What's that?
Don't eat yellow snow.
Don't eat yellow snow. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Drive safely.
Yes. Stay classy.
You stay classy, Winnipeg.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.